Hey everybody, welcome inside the Rams studio connected by AT&T for another edition of Rams Mailbag. I'm Miles Simmons. I'm here with my buddy DeMarco Farr.
What's happening? Buddy, huh?
Yeah. Okay. It's not like you've been demoted. I don't know what was wrong with that.
Buddy, wow.
But we've got a bunch of questions here that we're going to answer for you over the next 10, 15 minutes or so. So if you guys have questions, please sure to leave them in the comments on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can also tweet them to me at Miles A. Simmons or at Rams NFL. If you could use the hashtag Rams Mailbag, that will help us find them. But ask for a couple questions for the people before, and so we'll get to some right away.
Bring it.
And Paul asks, how will the Rams address the lack of production in the run game, particularly in relation to Todd Gurley?
You know, when we talk to Coach McVay on the coach's show, like between breaks, I think that's going to be a point of emphasis this week.
Really?
I think it already is. I think he wasn't very happy with it. Mm-hmm. It's stuff that can get better. So you have to give Indy credit. They paid some big hogs to come down and clog the middle, and that's exactly what they did. So, but even with that, you're going to have to get better. I thought Todd Gurley did a great job with his eyes. The holes weren't there for very long in the middle, but there was money to be made on the outside, and he took care of business.
Yes,
problem
he
is
did.
Some of that stuff came back.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's one of these things that I think the Rams are going to have to just get better at generally. I mean, even right after the game, Sean McVay said, hey, we can do a lot better in the run game.
Right.
And, you know, you look at the video that we posted on therams.com of McVay's post-game speech. He even addressed it in there and talked about some of the penalties and how, look, the really good teams offensively don't have those kinds of mistakes.
No doubt.
So I think you're right when you say it's probably going to be a point of emphasis for this team in this next coming weekend and then going forward, too.
What do they hear about a cattle prod and a horse? You can get a horse to deal cards. It's a simple matter of voltage.
What?
Yeah. Just increased emphasis in coaching and what you're doing. Yeah.
What in the world is that?
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So Wendy, another one of our OG followers, asked, has DeFar ever missed a training camp and then started a game? Do you think that they are going to need to limit Donald snaps?
I did. Going from 1995 to 1996, I had a high ankle sprain, suffered in – actually, I didn't miss camp. I missed three preseason games.
Okay.
Yeah, and came back and had to start the rest of the year, and it bothered me all year. Now, that's an injury.
Yeah, that's high ankle. And
that's
high ankle is notorious for being one of those injuries that lingers all
but
the
time. But even with that, I felt I was a step behind.
Uh-huh.
Or I was a step too quick on some things when I came back. So it takes a minute to get acclimated. But – not very long.
Okay.
I assume they mean Aaron Donald.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
it won't take
him
very long to get acclimated, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it's going to take him that long to get acclimated either. Just based on the type of person that we know he is, who is always training, always doing something to get his body better. I think there was a tweet that came out in the middle of the summer, and it was a video of showing Aaron Donald, and he like, you know, did one of these where he like flexed and was like,
I saw that.
No DTs look this good.
Yeah, I saw that. It was amazing.
Goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. When I saw that, I said next level NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the league is like now.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is another question that comes. Who will have a better game from the offensive side on Sunday, do you think?
Who will have a better game?
Yeah.
You know, I'll go with the easy one. Easy guy, Todd Gurley.
Okay.
I'll go with the hard, maybe it's not as visible.
Yeah.
Jermon Brown, right guard, will have a better game than he did the week before. But Todd Gurley, I mean, look, keep chopping wood. Eventually those inside runs are going to hit and just be ready for it. And then have to deal with the free hitter to get into the open field and turn that medium-sized play into a long one. But the one that you don't see, Jermon Brown.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you think Jermon Brown will have a better game there?
First start at guard, you know, opening
in
day
couple,
start.
Yeah, in
opening
a couple
day
years.
Start. It's a big deal for him. It's a new offense. You got to take it from the practice field to preseason to a real game.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get better there. The physical stuff is there. You can see it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just the as the game goes along, you need to be a little more consistent in what you're doing, and that only comes with reps.
Absolutely.
I bet if you go back and look at Andrew Whitworth's first couple of games as a starter, you're going to see some of the same mistakes that Jermon Brown made.
Okay, I think that's fair. All right, so Ryan Haskell asks, is Tavon's role going to expand, or is what we saw from him on Sunday what we should expect?
Now, yes.
but to sort of a preamble for the answer of this question, Tavon played seven snaps offensively on Sunday and then another seven on special teams. So yeah. With that, we have that.
Well, yes and yes. I think it's going to expand. You're going to have plays off the plays that he's lining up in or running. But the role that he's in, punt returner, all-purpose back, because I think he's an all-purpose back, not all-purpose receiver.
Yes.
And I think that's a fair statement
yes.
at this point in his
yes.
career. But, yeah, it's going to expand. You're going to see more out of Tavon Austin. And we said this in the podcast. The play that he does score on, I guarantee you it'll be the first time that you've seen it and the defense has seen
yes.
it.
Yes, yeah. I think that's a really great point. And we also talked about this aspect of it on the podcast. With Tavon Austin, there are going to be some special things I think he does. And it speaks to what you're saying. Plays that the opposition is not necessarily going to have seen before. So with a game like on Sunday where it got to be 27-3 at halftime and then, 38-3 or whatever it was after LaMarcus Joyner's pick six, you're not necessarily going to want to show everything at when you're up that much because
right.
you don't need to.
I thought that was smart coaching.
Yes, I thought so too.
The game is well in your control. You don't need to show everything right now. I mean, look, you would expect the opposite out of a head coach that's 31.
What do you mean? Like just throwing everything out there?
Everything
because
just because
it's
I can.
There. Yeah.
No, I thought that was smart coaching, knowing when you have the game in hand.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, this next one comes from Marlon Smith. And they ask, is Tanzel Smart now going to play some defensive end with, I think, the return of Aaron Donald?
Defensive end? Probably not. I mean, who knows?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
You can label these positions different things, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Because Aaron Donald
I assume
still
he means the five technique in a 3-4,
yes.
yeah,
yeah,
line up over the tackle.
Right.
Possibly. I mean, Aaron Donald did.
Right.
They're of similar height. Mm-hmm. The ability might be a little bit different, but who knows what Tanzel Smart is going to turn into.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he lined up out there as a backup defensive end
yeah.
at some point. And who knows? You know how this game goes. He may have to start there.
He might have
at defensive
to. You
end.
Never know.
You never know.
You have to have some kind of depth because, unfortunately, with the way this game is, there's always going to be some kind
yeah.
of injury.
And that's fine. Now, if he's got to play stand-up outside linebacker, you've got problems.
Yeah, that you definitely have problems.
You know, nose tackle, defensive tackle, defensive end, he can play them all.
Yeah, absolutely. Jesse Chavez asks, what is the word with Kayvon Webster? So Sean McVay did address this on Monday during his press conference, said that it's really not as bad of news as it could have been, really, basically, because it's going to be day-to-day with that shoulder injury. So we'll learn more probably later today whether or not, A, he practices, and B, you know, what McVay has to say about that after speaking with head trainer Reggie Scott and all that. So it will be good, definitely, to see him back on the field on Sunday.
I know I'm retired because I saw when they were trying to put that shoulder back in.
Oh, no.
And I had to turn away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's nothing. Putting the shoulder back in is a nothing. But at that point, I was like, I can't take this. I don't want to even see it.
I am so squeamish.
Yeah. But it underscores how valuable LaMarcus Joyner is. Because
at the
time, you were down two corners. You lost Hatfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was out. He was in the locker room getting looked at for a concussion. So your whole defense changed.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you had to put LaMarcus in at corner at the slot, and then you had to rotate in Cody Davis over the top at free
yeah.
safety. So everything changed when you lost those corners.
And Roby Coleman was in on the outside as well.
And you didn't lose a thing.
No.
That speaks to the depth.
And it speaks to good coaching.
Yes, it does.
As well. Okay, so this one comes from Clash of the Horns, and they ask, is this Rams versus Washington game going to be a throw-a-thon, or do you think we're going to see more people running the ball and they're going to make it a mission to get Gurley going in week two?
I have no idea. You know, it's like predicting the weather. I mean, who knows? I would imagine that you're going to see a fair share of pass attempts from the Redskins
yeah.
because of where they are at quarterback with Kirk Cousins
mm-hmm.
and where he is experience-wise. I think the game will dictate for the Rams offense as to what you see.
Yeah.
Because I will say this, if you can turn around, hand it to Gurley, and you're having success,
mm-hmm.
he'll stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sprinkle in some passes. If it's the opposite, he'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
Whatever's working, they're going to do.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's sort of what we saw this last week, right? Because things were working with the way Jared Goff was throwing the ball. We've talked about this a little bit. Jared Goff had completions of at least 20 yards to five different receivers.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the first, we believe, the first Rams quarterback to throw for 300 yards and a win since at least 2014. These are some significant things that the Rams were able to accomplish last week on offense.
How many times do you think that'll happen going forward?
What do you mean?
He throws for 300 and a victory.
I think it'll happen probably a few times
me
this
too.
Year.
Yeah, I do.
Definitely.
I do. Me
I mean,
too.
Yeah, yeah. You look back at the last few years. Look, Case Keenum was the only 300-yard passer last year against Detroit in a loss. And I think before that, the last 300-yard passer was Austin Davis. That was in a loss against Philadelphia in 2014. So
yeah.
These things, I think, are going to happen more often
as a
now.
Function of the offense, he's pretty accurate throwing the football when he has time to throw. And just the skill position guys you have that can do something with it after the catch. So, yeah, I think he'll threaten 300 in victories a few times this year.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, we'll take a couple more. This next one comes from Bryn Morrow, and they ask, will Matt Longacre's role expand?
The only way it could expand is to become a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Okay.
I don't know at this point if you can actually move up the depth, or is somebody the guy that's ahead of you is going to move down.
It's going to be hard for him.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the Rams get into a situation where it's an obvious passing down and you're going after him with four, I could see possibly him moving up to being one of the better pass rushers.
Yes.
And finding a spot on that D-line in that top four to get after the passer at various times. So I'd call that a role expansion.
Well, we talked about this on the podcast. And, guys, if you have not yet, be sure to check out Between the Horns this week. Should be up on the website soon, podcast DeMarco and I do. But you put Matt Longacre on your all-effort team, right?
Yes, all energy.
Yes.
Yeah, like a sixth man in basketball.
Uh-huh.
His role is to, when you take the field, the energy level goes up.
Right.
The effort goes up.
Right.
The passion goes up.
Yeah.
So I could see him doing that. Yeah, I'm trying to think right now. I mean, let's assume Aaron Donald's back in uniform. So you've got Quinn.
Right.
No doubt. Donald's out there. Barwin's going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sub Brockers for a Matt Longacre in an obvious passing down?
Maybe?
I don't know.
That would be
a role expansion right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So this last one is going to come from Courtney, and she asks, how do you think the Rams will do against Washington's defense?
Kerrigan is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a problem for everybody, and making him a non-factor is more than just running the ball away from him.
No question.
It's going to be rough. So, look, you have to improve on the ground. If you can control the line of scrimmage, stay on schedule, you know, with your play calling, I think you can take him away via that way. But if you get caught behind the chains and it becomes a Ryan Kerrigan down, you're going to feel him.
You definitely.
And when I say you're going to feel him, I mean Goff's going to feel him.
Yeah. And that's no disrespect, I think, to Andrew Whitworth, because Whitworth, we know, can't
or Havenstein.
Guys. Right. Yeah. Yes. But it's just a matter of the fact that Ryan Kerrigan is a really good football player.
He can play. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. He's paid to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't get in his count.
Don't get in his count. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of The Mailbag. Be sure to check out Between the Horns. Again, that'll be posted on therams.com. And for all of your Rams news and information, keep it locked to therams.com.